Hello and welcome once again to The Blueprint. It is Canada's Conservative podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Schmail, Member of Parliament for Halliburton, Forth, Legs, Brock, with new content for you every single Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And with that content, we ask that you like, subscribe, share, comment this program because we need you to help push back against the ever-moving Liberal agenda. And by doing that, you might hit someone in your social media network that might be open to hearing the Conservative message, something they might not be getting in traditional media. So we do appreciate you doing that. And you're going to want to do it because the guest on today's show is none other than the Member of Parliament for Durham. You know him, Aaron O'Toole, the leader of Canada's Conservatives. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Great to be back, Jamie.
All right, we're coming fresh off the convention. Let's address the elephant in the room, first of all. What is going on with that motion? Something about the membership. And why don't you just explain it for us?
Yes. You know, if you read the media reports on this, they would say there was a motion that had one line in it saying, is climate change real? And it was defeated on the floor of the convention. Well, none of that is true in the way that it's being presented. Let me tell you what happened. Our party already has several references to climate change and the environment in our statement of policy principles as a party. In fact, the targets Canada's chasing to reduce emissions are targets set by Stephen Harper. We've run two elections with climate change as part of our policy. It's an important issue. And this was important to our members. So out of several hundred resolutions, this made it down to the final 34, and it fell short, but it didn't fall short because of that one line. It was paragraphs long talking about provincial plans, large emitter plans. So for some of our members, I think they thought it was too prescriptive. They want climate change policy, but they don't want a top-down Ottawa knows best approach like Justin Trudeau and his tax approach. So it failed narrowly, but I'll tell you, we're going to have a serious and clear climate change plan in the next election. It's important to our caucus, as you know, Jamie. It's important to parents and families. And we're going to do it without burdening people on the margins and small businesses, without the excessive tax approach of Mr. Trudeau. And we're going to try and partner with the provinces as opposed to imposing on the provinces. So it dominated the headlines, but we set records with the convention. 5,700 people or so registered. I gave a speech that's been well received, Q&A. We had great panels with some of our outreach, some of our amazing female MPs. Our hosts, Archie and Leslie Lewis, did an amazing job. So I'm really proud of the convention.
Well, I'm going to get to the recovery and plan in just a second, but something that was always talked about on our end is the need for technology and innovation. And something I was reading just a little while ago, if we as Canadians were able to export some of the technology we are using already in a lot of our industries, we could significantly and drastically reduce the amount of emissions by the bad actors right across the globe.
Absolutely. In fact, Canada is a leader in nuclear, in carbon capture, sequestration. As you know, some of our energy producers in Alberta have been getting their carbon intensity down in double digit orders of magnitude over the last decade and a half. This is how we can confront any issue. It's how Brian Mulroney and the Conservatives confronted acid rain, by partnering with the Americans and using technology to get emissions down that were causing acid rain and destroying some of the lakes and the Muskokas and the beautiful Kawarthas, which is well represented by a good blue politician that hosts this podcast. So tackling these problems, we have to do it on a combined way with the Americans, and we have to use technology, and then we can take that around the world. Canadian innovation, that's got to be part of our solution.
Absolutely. So let's go into the recovery plan. Canada's recovery plan. You got 5 points. Let's talk about them all. Do you just want to list them and then we can dig deeper into them? Or do you want me to go through one by one?
No, we'll list them. You know, the recovery plan could have been called the blueprint for Canada's economic recovery, but you already stole that title.
So I would have shared.
This is Canada's recovery plan to make sure that we lead after the COVID-19 crisis, not lag. We've lagged on rapid tests. We lagged on vaccines. I think we're in, 45th or 50th place today. That's embarrassing for a G7 country. So the Canada Recovery Plan, 5 pillars to make sure we lead coming out of COVID-19. Number one, lead on jobs. 1 million jobs in 1 year. We're not going to stop there. We're going to save Main Street, provide incentives to help businesses bounce back, and focus on jobs. Number two, accountability and transparency. We're tired of the liberal scandals. We're tired of the we covered up. Two ministers embarrassed themselves this week, as you know, Jamie, covering up just some simple questions about the whole we scandal and the Trudeau family. Third pillar will be a national mental health action plan. We've got to secure mental health and wellness. Every family's been touched by that throughout this pandemic. Fourth, secure our country, make sure we're ready for any crisis in the future, domestic manufacturing of vaccines, PPE, make sure we're more self-reliant and less reliant on China and bad actors, as you said. And fifth, a plan to get back to balance over the next decade. We can't burden our children and future generations with the mistakes and overspending of today. We needed to help businesses and families through this crisis do that a little bit more, but we have to get back to balance. So a five-point recovery plan, I think it's exactly what the country needs. Leadership again, as opposed to lagging.
And that's some of the things we talked about with other guests on the show over the last year or so, is ensuring that the environment is right for private sector growth in this country. And that is something that you and I have seen in Ontario when the Ontario Liberals did the Green Energy Act and chased manufacturing jobs away. We have the federal Liberals with almost the same staff that came from Queen's Park, putting their boot on the neck of the oil and gas industry, and in some cases, the mining industry, the anchors of our economy. So there are things right away that we can tackle to start getting these jobs back in order, and then providing the spin-off jobs as people buy things with their discretionary spending.
Absolutely. You know, it's the job destruction team around Justin Trudeau, the Jerry Butts and crew that helped Dalton McGuinty chase jobs and competitiveness out of Ontario, raise taxes, raise deficits. They're doing the same thing nationally now. You know, the same staffer behind some of the stonewalling on the gas plant scandal in Ontario is the staffer we're trying to call in the cover-up related to Harjit Sajjan and sitting on a complaint from a woman in the Canadian Armed Forces about sexual misconduct allegations in the Canadian Armed Forces. It's the same crew, and they just cover up, obscure, hide, and downright lie. It's been shameful to see. We need to make sure Ontario is not out of step with Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. The Great Lakes Basin, as you know, Jamie, we compete for jobs in manufacturing. And since the 1960s, we've been integrated with the Auto Pact and then with free trade. So we can't be excessively taxing, excessively regulating, or we're going to see jobs and investment leak to the U.S. Just like the Supreme Court said there'd be carbon leakage amongst provinces, there's leakage amongst Canada and the U.S., jobs and investment, and we don't reduce emissions. So we need smart policies for a change. And I'll tell you, it's been terrible to see Justin Trudeau's team doing to our national economy what that same group did under McGuinty and Wynne.
And let's quickly talk about the mental health aspect. We had Todd Doherty on last week to talk about some of the work he's been doing with you and the rest of our caucus. That is something I think no matter where you are in this country, the pandemic has certainly played on the mental health, regardless of age as well. And that is something I think will resonate, because we all, I'm sure, know somebody suffering from mental health because of the measures taken during this pandemic.
Absolutely, Jamie. You know, I was just on the line with the Penticton Chamber of Commerce, Penticton and Wine Country Chamber of Commerce. This is one I wish I wasn't on Zoom. Whenever there's wine country in the name of the chamber, I'm assuming their lunch would serve some nice wine. So Zoom is not the same thing. But I talked about a UBC study showed that 65% of the people responding to their study said someone in their family had suffered a mental health related issue or incident throughout the COVID crisis. This is an epidemic. I call it the pandemic of tears within the pandemic. And it touches on the opioid crisis. It touches on rising domestic violence and violence towards women. We've seen the horrific spate of violence against partners in Quebec. So we need a national plan to target this. And our action plan will partner with provinces, partner with nonprofits, set some federal leadership on a few levels. And Todd Doherty's work on the three-digit national hotline for suicide prevention will be part of that as well. To think the Liberals haven't even acted quickly on that. There's just no leadership from the Trudeau Liberals, no urgency. We're always behind. They're always putting their friends and insiders first and putting Canadians second. I think Canadians are tired of it and we need a change.
All right. We're almost out of time here. It's unfortunate because I have so many other questions to ask you. I always give the guests the final word. So the floor is yours.
Well, I'm the leader of the opposition. So I'm constantly critiquing the Liberals and holding them to account for ethical scandals, you know, bad performance. That's quite easy to do, sadly. But I'm also an optimist. I believe Canada's best days are ahead of us. I really think we're the greatest country in the world. I'm proud of what we do, whether it's the resources in the ground or resources in our heads. We need to restore that type of Canadian optimism, Canadian ingenuity, Canadian leadership that we've seen from Vimy Ridge to today. We need to set our ambitions high and have the leadership to deliver it for our kids and our grandkids. We don't need to settle for second or 45th in the world. We need to fight for the best. And that's the team we're building, Jamie. I think you see that. We've got an incredibly talented team. We're recruiting incredibly talented men and women from coast to coast because Canadians deserve better than the Trudeau team that put their insiders and friends first and Canadians the back of the line. So we're going to fight for all Canadians in our plan to recover post-COVID.
Aaron O'Toole, Member of Parliament for Durham, also leader of Canada's Conservatives, leader of the official opposition. But we need your help to make him the Prime Minister of Canada. So you need to like, comment, subscribe, share this program. Help us push back against the ever-moving Liberal agenda. Hopefully then you'll hit someone in your social media network that might be open to hearing that Conservative message, something, again, as I mentioned off the top, that they are not hearing from the mainstream media. Of course, if you can't watch this program all right at once, you can download it later on, listen to it on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, you name it. It is out there. We thank Aaron O'Toole for being here today. We'll have him back again. There's so many questions, lots to talk about, but also when he is Prime Minister, we'll make sure we have him on this show. Absolutely. Remember, new content every single Tuesday afternoon, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Low taxes, less governments, more freedom. That is The Blueprint.